conflict takes the gospel off the air in the Central African Republic. Yet another believer dies in Eritrea, and what motivates you to share the good news? We'll take a look at each story on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The coup in the Central African Republic took HCJB Global radio partner ICDI off the air. Rebels broke into the ministry's offices in the capital city of Bangui as the fighting escalated. Stephen Peacock, a machinist with HCJB, escaped hours before the capital fell. ICDI staff and missionaries had to abandon the compound briefly. When they returned,
the radio station had been partly dismantled. They'd stolen a generator and some transmitter pieces as well.
Although ICDI staff members are safe and accounted for, the scare wasn't over. After Monday's looting of the headquarters,
the rebels also came back a day or two later, and this time they were not so much looking for things to take, but just a place to hang out. And the staff actually had coffee and was sort of friendly with them, you know, instead of trying to fight them. They're all armed and ready to go.
Right now, it's not safe enough to go in to assess the damage.
The main thing to pray for now is just for peace to prevail there. They seem to be after property, not lives, but there's no stable government, there's no infrastructure that's working.
Next, yet another Christian's died while in detention in Eritrea. Open Door sources reported that Bele Tekabu died at Ala military camp after being refused treatment for his leukemia. His treatment was contingent on recanting his faith. Is this story beginning to sound like a broken record? Well, it's because there's been a dramatic surge of arrests, torture, and deaths of Christians who've been arrested for their faith. They're only asking one thing. Pray for them. This is Mission Network News. Remember the religion law in Kazakhstan that we told you about earlier this week? Well, it's making unregistered evangelism a criminal offense. But the law isn't anything new for Central Asia, says Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
Many of these national governments are beginning to retrench, really, on religious freedom. And I don't think that, by and large, the world tends to pay a whole lot of attention to it, which, you know, is certainly a concern.
Why should we care? Well, Griffith says it's our duty as followers of Christ.
We need to be in regular intercessory prayer for our brothers and sisters there, and then we need to be as supportive as possible of them.
Despite the persecution, Christ followers in Central Asia are pressing on.
They're still bound and determined to serve the Lord no matter what the cost.
Pray that Christians will keep living out their faith and sharing the gospel. Pray persecution in Central Asia will stop. Visit our website to see how you can help through SGA. Next, graduates of Partners Relief and Development's Teacher Preparation Center in Burma will soon impact thousands for Christ. Half of the 13 graduating students are going to help train other teachers. Their trainees will then teach thousands of students. Other graduates are getting involved in Partners' Sustainable School Program. It helps support teachers' basic needs so they can stay in their positions. I pray this growth spurs the gospel forward. And with Resurrection Sunday just around the corner, what keeps you from taking part in the Great Commission?
That was spoken at a time when there were about 200 million people on planet Earth. Today there are 7 billion people.
Telling this many people about Jesus Christ seems to be a daunting task. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says,
in that world, with those daunting numbers, in that same generation, God has given us tools to get to everyone everywhere that have never existed before.
He's talking about the ever-present global platforms of the internet and social media. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is using these tools to bring people
where Christ is presented in non-religious language that anybody from any background can understand.
There's more at missionnetworknews.org. Pray the gospel would reach new territories this Easter season. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God's issued a call on your life, but are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.